I was looking to see what the administration's mid-session review economic forecast looked like. Alas, courtesy of Jared Bernstein, I am disappointed. Did Vought et al. Purge all the economists from the CEA, Treasury, and OMB? The MSR. We'll have to take it that the administration's forecast is then the same as those released in April, which were finalized in November 2025. I reprise from this August post, modified to add in today's NY Fed Nowcast. Figure 1, reported GDP, bold black, administration's FY 2027 budget forecast, ACA OMB Treasury CEA Troika, red squares, WSJ April survey mean blue, SBF median forecast pink, HACCP 5% growth in 2027, teal triangle. Source, BEA WSJ April survey, Philadelphia Fed, and author's calculations. Given reported GDP growth and the NY Fed nowcast, we are more on track with the April WSJ mean forecast than the administration's forecast. We know Bessent's big deficit reduction plan is to grow our way out of it, which is pure hand waving. Bingo, I need to start following Jared on Blue Sky. We do have experience with a similarly arrogant budget release, just not from the US in September of 2022. Prime Minister Liz Truss and Chancellor of the Exchequer Kwasi Kwarteng issued a budget-busting mini-budget with no economic estimates. The market response was for bad that most of the tax cuts were reversed in short order. Truss and Kwarteng were kicked out of office. There was good reason for a bad reaction. Like the Felon-in-Chief and Treasury Secretary Bessent, Truss and Kwarteng blithely claimed that growth would cure any deficit problems, while the government debt stood at 95% of GDP. The British buffoons, like ours, expanded the fiscal deficit at a time of high inflation and supply disruptions. The BOE had begun to hike rares, but was slow in doing so, priming market participants to sell bonds at the first sign of trouble. In response to the egotistical nonsense of doing no economic math while ballooning the deficit, the 10-year gilt yield rose from 2.3% in August to 3.5% at year's end, while mortgage rates jumped from the mid-3% level to just under 6%. The one claim the Tory idiots could use to excuse their hubris is that nobody had ever done something this stupid before, so how could they have known markets would respond badly? Our idiots don't have that excuse. I guess it goes without saying, but the Felon-in-Chief has already lost the support of anyone who cares about good governance, and most everyone who understands what good governance means. Why bother with economic estimates, even dumbed-up estimates, if they offer no personal benefit? Testosterone shots, monuments, wars of choice, tariffs as a universal threat, meme coins, firing generals, cooing blonde assistants, it all makes an aged pervert feel good. Egghead analysis just gets in the way of whatever good feeling still penetrates the dementia. Current Trump administration GOP is a corrupt know-nothing party. Climate change is a hoax. Trump admin is defunding NOAA, and Trump admin using FEMA to fund state and local entities to detain undocumented migrants while they await deportation and tying disaster relief to ICE compliance. Trump admin defunding Food Safety Monitoring Network, leading to some of the worst food poisoning outbreaks in years. Trump admin instituting vaccine misinformation at CDC in the face of the worst measles outbreak in decades, and ensuring US loses its measles eliminated status. Trump trashing several Washington DC monuments and turning the reflecting pool into a trashy cesspool. 18 US service member deaths and approx. 800 total casualties. So far, along with estimated 3,400 to 6,000 Iranian deaths, including 168 children killed in a single strike on a girls' elementary school, for which the UN has called for an independent investigation, equals Trump calls the Iranian war small potatoes. Trump admin continues with the fire hose of S asterisk by starting an illegal trade war with our largest trading partner. They don't want economists, they want storytellers. Ah, those were heady days for the Trump administration. Back when we all hoped the SC would rule the illegal tariffs were indeed illegal, not realizing Trump would just go ahead and put on another set of illegal tariffs. And the illegal never-ending war with Iran had not started yet. And the all-out trade war with Canada had not started. and we were just getting started with restrictive immigration and deportation, to subtract an estimated 600,000 2555-year-old workers, leading to elevated services costs. Why is a one-month Trump job report of 160,000 described as a blockbuster, when the average during Biden and Dems was 290,000 to 330,000 jobs per month? And during 2024, it averaged 100,000, my analysis looking at the trends in the LFPR the past 6 months indicates that the majority of new entrants in the labor force are age 55 plus, and the core working age labor force has barely changed or decreased slightly. Does anyone remember when the June jobs report indicated a single month decline of approximately 720,000 people exiting the labor force? Maybe a lot of those looked around and thought, geez, with Trump-induced inflation, maybe I should keep working. Job growth during the second Trump administration has averaged roughly 80,000 roles per month through mid-2026. Sorry, Kevin H., 80,000 per month is not a golden age. It is just slowing growth during Trumpian high interest rates, high inflation, and terrible policies. Biden had 740,000 per month in 2024, deported falling to 480,000 last year, with the number so far this year around 600,000. Illegal immigrants do not count in these stats, and with the slowdown in hiring, there are no demand for them like after reopening, because the lag is catching up to the boomer exodus from 2021-23, which is also driving down CPS. Biden job growth by the end of 2024 was no better than today. The AI boom probably extended this expansion by a couple of years, but signs of peak are occurring. Disinflation is coming and needed. Kinesimans is Johnny Dean is real truth is. Little Johnny's grammar was not good, but better than this. I guess bad grammar is part of the disguise. Agree, it went straight from confused brain to ye old taste adder, without a single stop at let's think about it, or let's at least check the grammar. Remember when Connie, Johnny, told us that immigration enforcement no longer had any effect on employment statistics, how we were all suo wrong to think immigration enforcement matters. Well, if I had said something that stupid, I might change names, too. A new surge in arrests, with a concentration on non-criminals who have registered with authorities, because they're easy to get and the ICE guys are just meeting quotas. Who cares about economic or social effects, right? https://thehill.com/homenews/administration/6072318-ICE-arrests-surged-non-criminals/. And then there are the 300,000-plus Haitians, among others, who have just lost temporary protective status and are being rounded up and deported. https://www.latintimes.com/HaitiesDPSProtection. Here's what 300,000-plus Haitians us need know now, 598,467. So glad Connie/Johnny is here to provide us with real truth. Looks like some U.S. administration insiders are leaking like crazy in opposition to the current handling of the Iran war. The latest shows up as coverage of U.S. intelligence saying Iran welcomes an escalation of the war ahead of U.S. midterm elections. https://www.nytimes.com/politics-Iran-war-intelligence-reports, HTML. https://www.Reuters.com/World Middle East US intelligence warns Iran unlikely ease Hormuz Strait chokehold soon. Sources 2026-0403. These reports are hardly novel. They are consistent with earlier intelligence leaks and with what's been in the press since the war began. They follow chatter from political insiders urging a cooling of the war ahead of the elections. https://www.Reuters.com/World Trump aides fearing midterm rout push keep Iran war quiet now 2026-0902. The U.S. has just escalated attacks on Iran, and the latest from the felon-in-chief is that he's happy to keep the war going. This new batch of leaked opposition to current policy is coincident with Dan Driscoll throwing in the towel at Army. The Army is now operating with vacancies in its top two positions, with more turnover at the top under discussion. Meanwhile, Hegseth is leading a witch hunt to find out who told the press we're running out of clever weapons, as if that's not common knowledge. This all seems pretty standard for an organization in the midst of failure. The top guys refuse to admit they've smooched the pooch and toss out anyone who says they have. The next rank down, realizing the truth is unwelcome inside the organization, begin leaking like crazy. Remember the second Iraq War? Same pattern.